This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. National Democracy Day marked organizing various programs. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli vows to make democracy more transparent and accountable. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arju Ramadeva talks to Higher Education Minister of India's Odisha State regarding a Nepali student's death in Kalinga Institute of Industrial Technology Hostel. Foreign Affairs Minister calls for fair investigation into the case. And Hamas proposes to release all captives for end to Israel's war on Gaza in one go for a lasting ceasefire. Now the news in detail. National Democracy Day has been marked organizing various programs today. Speaking at a special function marking National Democracy Day at the Army Pavilion in Tunikal today, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli pledged to make democracy more transparent and accountable. He also vowed to address the challenges of inequality, poverty and corruption in the country. The Prime Minister reaffirmed the government's commitment to empowering youth and leading the country towards prosperity. Reflecting on the past 75 years since the end of autocratic rule and the establishment of democracy, the Prime Minister noted Nepal's progress from poverty to prosperity. He also highlighted that Nepal's aims to graduate from least developed country status by 2026 with a focus on achieving the Sustainable Development Goals by 2030. Likewise, President Ramchandra Podil attended the special function organized by the Main Celebration Committee on the occasion of the National Democracy Day at the Nepali Army Pavilion in Tunikal. Meanwhile, the government honored the Prime Minister's National Talent Award 2025 to be conferred soon. This year, recipients include Dr. Churing Lama for telemedicine, Dr. Biraj Singh Thapa for science and technology innovation, and Purnima Shrestha for mountaineering, and Abbas Maski and Hariram Shrestha in the field of science and technology. Similarly, Dr. Om Murthy Anil is to be awarded for medicine, footballer Sabitra Bhandari for sports, Ravindra Puri for heritage conservation, Dil Sobha Shrestha and Ramzi Adhikari for human and social services. The awards recognize citizens for their contributions to peace, good governance and innovation. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arju Ramadeva has spoken with Indian State Odisha's Higher Education Minister Suryavansh Suraj regarding the death of Nepali student Prakriti Lamsal at the Kalinga Institute of Industrial Technology, KIIT, hostel. In the phone call, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rara urged a fair investigation and legal action against those responsible, stressing the need for a safer environment for Nepali students. Odisha's Higher Education Minister Suraj assured that the incident is being taken seriously with a high-level fact-finding committee formed to seek justice for Prakriti. He also informed that a hotline has been set up for Nepali students and their families, and arrangements are in place for students who went back to home to safely return to their hostels. Odisha's Higher Education Minister added that action has been taken against staff involved in mistreatment of Nepali students, and security measures have been enhanced for the safety of Nepali students. The government has decided to launch a campaign related to use of Made in Nepal products for increasing the consumption of Nepali products. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari said the state-wide preparation has been launched for the campaign. In a brief conversation with Radio Nepal, Minister Bhandari said the preparations are ongoing on to emphasize upon the use of Nepali products including cement, transmitter, clothes, among others, and amend the Public Procurement Act. Stakeholders have emphasized the need for the National News Agency, RSS, to contribute to the country's prosperity through credible and accountable journalism. Addressing the function organized to mark the 64th anniversary of the RSS, Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subha Goring highlighted the government's efforts to update outdated laws and regulations to improve public services and support development. Likewise, Radhika Rao, Secretary at the Communication and Information Technology Ministry, called on the media to ensure every citizen's right to be informed as guaranteed by Nepal's constitution. Dr. Mahendra Bishta, executive chairman of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal, uploaded the news agency's new audio, video and language-based news services as historic steps. President of the Federation of Nepali Journalists, Nirmala Sharma, emphasized the need for fair pay for working journalists, while RSS executive chairman Dharmendra Jha reaffirmed the agency's commitment to quality news service. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
विदेश गए परि चिन्ता किन गर्ने
नेपाल टेलिकमको इन्टरनेसनल रोमिङ लिने
जहाँ भए पनि पाउनुहोस् हामी सँगै
कल गर्नुहोस् डेटा चलाउनुहोस् संसार भरि सजिलै
नेपाल टेलिकमको इन्टरनेसनल रोमिङ सेवा सुचारू गर्न *14*#7# डायल गरी वा नेपाल टेलिकमको एपबाट पनि गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now onto some international news updates. Hamas has proposed to release all captives remaining in the Gaza Strip in one go in exchange for a lasting ceasefire and a complete Israeli army withdrawal from the besieged enclave. According to Al Jazeera, in a statement on Wednesday, Hamas spokesman Hazem Qassem outlined the group's vision for the second phase of the ceasefire deal, which includes the proposed exchange. Spokesperson Qassem said Hamas is ready for a second phase in which the prisoners will be exchanged in one go within the criterion of reaching an agreement that leads to a permanent ceasefire and a complete withdrawal from the strip. The group also rejected Israel's call for its disarmament and removal from this strip. Qassem also addressed the group's decision to increase the number of captives to be freed during the next swap on Saturday from 3 to 6. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says US President Donald Trump is living in a disinformation space created by Russia. The BBC cited leader Zelensky as saying US President Trump as a leader is living in the disinformation space. The Ukrainian president goes on to cite a survey which suggests 58% of Ukrainian people have confidence in him as a leader. His comments come after Trump claimed Zelensky, who won a five-year term in 2019, was down at 4% approval rating. Earlier, Trump said he was more confident of a Ukraine peace deal following talks with Russia and Saudi Arabia, from which Kyiv was excluded. On Tuesday, the US and Russia agreed to appoint teams to start negotiations to end the war and the first high-level talks between the two countries in almost 3 years. Afterwards, leader Trump said he was disappointed over Zelensky's complaints about being frozen out, suggesting Ukraine could have made a deal earlier. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly region of the country. The weather will remain partly to generally cloudy with a chance of light snowfall at a few places in the mountainous region of the country. The Terai region of the country will witness partly cloudy to generally fair weather. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. National Democracy Day marked organizing various programs. Prime Minister KP Sharma only vows to make democracy more transparent and accountable. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Arjumara Deva talks to Higher Education Minister of India's Odisha state regarding a Nepali student's death in Kalinga Institute of Industrial Technology hostel. Foreign Affairs Minister calls for fair investigation into the case. And Hamas proposes to release all captives for end to Israel's war in Gaza in one go for a lasting ceasefire. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.